Today on Jay Sekulow Live, worldwide pushback on Turkey's decision and President Erdogan's decision to turn a historic church into a mosque. We'll talk about it today and how you can get active on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
The fight to preserve Hagia Sophia in Istanbul as a museum that all can worship, that all can visit, both Christians and Muslims, that the work that can continue to uncover that Byzantine and Roman artwork, early Christian artwork, early depictions of Christ. We're talking about the depictions of Christ 300 years after the resurrection. It was the largest religious place of worship in the world until the Vatican was built. I mean, this is a historic place, but then it became a symbol of conquering. So it became a symbol of conquering from different Christian groups. Then it became a symbol of conquering from the Ottoman Turks, and they turned it into a mosque. But Ataturk, who was a more secular leader of Turkey, said, you know, I don't want this symbol of Turkey, this great site we have, to be a symbol of conquering, considering we are diverse people where we have different kinds of Muslims, different kinds of Christians and other faiths here. And so it will become a museum for everyone. That means we will start to uncover what was covered up, thankfully not destroyed, that Christian artwork. And also the Islamic artwork as well. Now, remember, Christian artwork can depict images of Christ and the disciples and Mary and baby Jesus. In the Islamic world, they use a very beautiful text because they do not do images. So that you see both at Hagia Sophia right now because right. It's a museum, not a place of worship. And we are starting to see, Dad, some major worldwide condemnation. Our team out of Russia put together a report. There's even more than English press was reporting there from Putin, from the foreign ministry, from the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, which represents over 100 million Russian Orthodox Christians in Russia alone. Yep. I mean, and we're seeing it from the Islamic Society of North America and the United.
I want to pull this one up.
And the United Arab Emirates, yep, which is a absolute Islamic monarchy with Sharia law, and they are all opposed.
So the Islamic Society of North America has released a statement condemning. Now, this is historic. The Islamic Society of North America has released a statement condemning Turkey's conversion of Hagia Sophia into a mosque. So this direct attack on Christianity is being met with worldwide condemnation, but also worldwide condemnation in the Muslim world. Now, I want you to think about the United Arab Emirates, as Jordan mentioned, said the same thing. Andy Economo's with us. He is a senior counsel for the ACLJ. He's been heavily involved in the fight for the Greek Orthodox Church, the remnant that remains of once historic Constantinople, now with unbelievable religious restrictions. But Andy, this is the great attack. I said this to you in a text, and I sent it to you and I think to your wife, Georgia, that it's the same playbook that the Ottomans used, which is conquer, conquest, destroy the Christian remnant.
That's exactly right, Jay. Constantinople was destroyed by the Ottoman Turks in 29 March of 1453, and Hagia Sophia shortly thereafter was converted from the crown jewel of Eastern Christianity, which it always was and always will be, into a mosque, and remained a mosque until Ataturk in 1934 decided that the secularization of Turkey called for the ability to have equal access from all faiths, Muslim and Christian, to this holy site. And it is a symbol of conquest by Erdogan of his Christian populations. This is not a handout in the sense of joyfully to reaching out to the Christian minorities in Turkey, whether they be Catholic or Armenian or Greek. This is a slap in their face and a restatement of what?
We have a petition at ACLJ.org. Our offices all around the world are
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow, and I want to encourage you just to really get involved in this issue. The whole world is getting involved, and that means you need to get involved. Now, we've seen the United States, our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, issue the condemnation. We've seen the UN. We've seen the European Union. We've seen the UK. We've seen UNESCO itself, because this is a World Heritage Site. But now it is expanding. We need you to join in this grassroots effort, and I'll explain why this is important. I was talking to our office in Moscow and our team there, because there are many Orthodox there, and the Russian Orthodox Church, actually 100 million out of the about 140 million Russians who live in the Russian Federation are Russian Orthodox, and their patriarch has come out strongly in opposition to this move, and that patriarch is very close to President Putin, who also spoke to Erdogan on July 13th and expressed the concerns of the Russian people as well. The Russian foreign ministry has come out in opposition, said that they regret the decision of the Republic of Turkey's leaders to turn the Hagia Sophia Cathedral Museum into a mosque and resume Muslim services there. So you've got both Putin engaging with Erdogan, you have the foreign ministry making the statement for the Russian Federation, and you have the leader of the largest religious denomination in Russia, who happens to be a very close advisor to Vladimir Putin, Patriarch Kirill, with 100 million plus members in Russia alone. That is over like 90% of the population there. And folks, you can engage as well. ACLJ.org. Sign the petition, because the world is coming together. Islamic groups are coming out, as we talked about, to condemn this. The United Arab Emirates, which is, a country that is an absolute Islamic monarchy with Sharia law, where it's 99.9% Muslim, has come out in opposition. In fact, their Minister of Culture and Youth said this: it should neither be misused nor altered, Hagia Sophia, through change in a way that touches the human essence, especially for sites that are inscribed under World Heritage by UNESCO. They have exceptional international value and are the common heritage of all peoples and cultures. Hagia Sophia has remained a global landmark with significant cultural legacy. It has also served as a bridge connecting different peoples and cementing their bonds, both Muslims and Christians. World Heritage sites have become the platforms for knowledge in exchange between diverse cultures and civilizations that evolved in history across time. Hagia Sophia is an important example of interaction and dialogue between Asia and Europe and should remain a witness to harmonious human history. Think about that. It is an architectural marvel, a unique witness to the interaction across centuries.
And who is this from?
This is from the United Arab Emirates Minister of Culture, so a cabinet member there.
There you go.
And that is a country that is ruled by Sharia law.
All right, joining us on the phone right now is a very good friend of ours. He is a senior correspondent, Middle East correspondent for CBN News, Chris Mitchell. And Chris, you've been handling this. Tell us what you're hearing, what you've seen, what your reporting indicates.
Well, Jay and Jordan, great to be with you. I think one important thing that needs to be reported is what Erdogan put on his Facebook page after he made the announcement about the Hagia Sophia, and he said this: "The arrival of the Hagia Sophia is a sign towards the return of freedom to the Al-Aqsa Mosque here in Jerusalem." And you know the Al-Aqsa Mosque is right on the Temple Mount. And the idea behind that is he wants to redeem not only the Hagia Sophia, which is such this amazing symbol of Christianity here in this this region of the world, but he wants to liberate all the lands that were once under the control of Islam. This is an Islamic doctrine. He went on to say, Jay and Jordan, he said that the resurrection of the Hagia Sophia is a greeting from the heart to all cities, from Bukhara to Andalusia. For those that don't know the geography, Andalusia was one day Spain and Portugal. Bukhara is all the way to the east. It's modern-day Uzbekistan. So the idea behind that is that he wants to liberate eventually all the lands that were once under the sway of Islam. Right now, I'm looking out my window in my office here in Jerusalem. I'm looking at the walls of the old city. They were built by Mehmet, the conqueror, back in the 1500s. And so this land I'm sitting on was once Muslim land. So that's the idea behind his Facebook page about the Al-Aqsa Mosque, about Bukhara, Andalusia. His ambitions go far beyond just Turkey.
Andy, we talked about the fact that this is a conquering mentality, that this is a conquest mentality. We also know that we can be victorious. We will be victorious. In Greek, that's Nika. Say, I got a Greek word on you, Andy. The fact of the matter is, we are going to, I really believe we are going to be victorious here, but explain, following up on what Chris said, explain what is the mindset here, because this is history repeating itself. I mean, it's the same playbook.
Jay, the mindset is Islam conquers and then appropriates for itself, but this is contrary to Islamic teaching. When the Hagia Sophia, which by the way means God's holy wisdom, and I'll say that word again, Hagia Sophia, the church of God's holy wisdom, was conquered by Mehmet the Conqueror in 1453. He decided as a symbol of the conquest to convert it into a mosque, but he also gave the patriarch at that time, Gennadios Skolarios, a horse and caparisoned it with colors and gave him his own cathedral. But he said he could not let him stay in the crown jewel of Christianity. But he gave him his own cathedral, recognizing, even in the 15th century, the right of the Christians to worship as they chose. It became a mosque, and it stayed a mosque until it became a museum. But this attitude of Ataturk, as the reporter who just spoke said, is one of conquest. He is the new sultan. He is going to take over all the Christian sites that were in Islamic lands and make them into Muslim jamia, which means into temples of mosques. And this is the attitude of the conqueror versus the conquest. This is not a secular Turkey. This is a conquering mentality which we should decry and condemn. We need Hagia Sophia to remain a museum in the beautiful, incredible mosaics that Jordan and I have seen together that are a marvel to Christianity, that were covered up, Jay, by the Muslims when they took over Hagia Sophia. We don't want those desecrated. We want to see them in all their glory so that we too Christians, not a conquered people, can marvel and worship at those mosaics of Christ, the Virgin, and the Holy Apostles.
And Chris, I wanted to get into something a little geopolitical as well, since you live in Jerusalem, where all of these different religious groups, including the Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, Protestants, Catholics, Jews, Muslims of all different backgrounds, have places, holy sites of worship. And Israel's done a very good job, I think, of keeping those open for those specific groups. We see the Russian Orthodox Patriarch, he said this: "Today, the relationship between Turkey and Russia is developing dynamically. At the same time, one should take into account that Russia is a country with the majority of population professing Orthodoxy. And so what may happen to Hagia Sophia will inflict great pain on the Russian people. I hope for the prudence of Turkey's state leadership, preservation of the current neutral status of Hagia Sophia, one of the greatest masterpieces of Christian culture and a church symbol for millions of Christians all over the world, will facilitate further development of the relationships between the people of Russia and Turkey." Chris, these are the kind of religious leaders, we know their relationship with people like Putin, very close, that when they speak and they say that this is going to have an impact on our foreign relations, this is a big deal.
It's a very big deal, Jordan. In fact, I know one of the Russian Orthodox leaders said that the church, Hagia Sophia, is the same comparison as St. Peter's Basilica. So people in the West could understand the importance of St. Peter's to Roman Catholics, and Hagia Sophia has the same influence. It means a great deal. And I think the fact that it does interplay with the geopolitics of the region, especially with Putin and Erdogan, we're talking about two strong leaders facing off against one another on this thing. And one thing I'd like to add, Jordan, is the fact that in geopolitics, Erdogan is really exerting influence throughout this region. He's working inside Libya militarily. He's actually asked for or tried to claim part of the eastern Mediterranean as Turkish waters that comes against Greek. In northeast Syria, he's been attacking Christians and minorities. In Iraq, he's expanding because he sees Turkey as a greater Turkey. So geopolitically, this has a big, big impact in this region, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, right on with that, the deputy of the State Duma, the legislative branch in Russia, Alexei Zurlov, said, "Turkey is turning from a secular state into an Islamic state. It has nothing to do with religion. It is a political decision." Think about what Chris just said. We have a petition at ACLJ.org. 51,000 of you plus have signed on already. Stop Turkey from turning the historic Christian church into a mosque. You know, 230 of you have signed that petition on banning singing in church. We need a lot more people worldwide joining this petition to stop Turkey from taking this action against what is a historic church, Hagia Sophia, and turning it into, again, a symbol of Islamic conquering. It matters to all of us. Sign the petition, ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. I just want to encourage you again, folks, if you want to talk to us in here, if you've got questions about this too, because I know we're going through a lot of history here, and again, we're talking about many different countries and spokespeople and different denominations and faiths, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. If you've got any questions or comments you want to make, 1-800-684-3110. But we've got our team in Moscow, the Slavic Center for Law and Justice, the European Center for Law and Justice, our work at the UN as well, and we are going through and trying to also see, because we want to combine our efforts at the ACLJ and our petition with all of these statements coming from the U.S. government, the UN, the EU, the UK, the UAE, the Islamic Society of North America, Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church, the Greek Orthodox Church, and other Muslim leaders like the imam there's an imam in Milan and an imam in another city in Italy as well, in Greece, the imam of Greece. So you've got the Islamic leaders of Greece and Italy also condemning this. So we're not just seeing Christian condemnation or Orthodox condemnation. It's Protestants, Catholics, Orthodox, Muslims of different sects of the Islamic religion, and Islamic states, Islamic monarchies coming out. So what you can do at least is take a minute and sign the petition at aclj.org, because again, hundreds of thousands of you signed on with the church singing band, and that's great and important. But we also need you here, because this is a worldwide effort to get the right thing done here. It's going to take a ton of pressure on Erdogan. Yeah. This is another move to try and show, as that Russian legislator said, it's about politics, conquering. It's always been about conquering.
Always conquest.
So sign the petition at aclj.org right now. Do it today.
All right, so we've got Andy, Chris Mitchell, and Than Bennett with us. I'm going to go up to Than in Washington, D.C., because Than is also our designated representative of the United Nations. The UN has designated this site with Turkey's consent. They signed on to the treaties. World Heritage Site. The World Heritage Site was in the status of a museum, which allowed the mosaics, the depictions of Christ, to be fully not only restored, but viewed, and if people went in and silently prayed, they had the right to do that. Now, that's not happening right now, of course, in light of all of this. Now, we're putting on a lot of pressure. Let's talk about first the United Nations thing. What are we doing? What is the plan?
Well, first of all, the very reason it was designated a World Heritage Site is because of the ecumenical nature of the site. So if you take that away, it would no longer merit designation. We are making that case to the United Nations, to the General Assembly. Jay, there's also going to be opportunities to make it to the Human Rights Council for obvious reasons. And then ultimately, I think maybe the most important venue is going to be when the World Heritage Committee sits for its next session. They regularly review whether or not that designation continues to be warranted or if additional sites can be added. Jay, that's going to be a perfect forum for us to make that case. But look, ultimately, it is going to take the worldwide response that we are seeing, and that is going to continue to have to be led by the United States. And just quickly, Jay, one other statement I really think is worth us letting people know has been made. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, James Risk, together with the ranking member, Bob Menendez, so on a bipartisan basis, has said, "We strongly denounce President Erdogan's decision to convert Hagia Sophia from a museum into a mosque. At points in his history, Hagia Sophia served as a place of worship for Muslims and Christians, and for decades has been an extraordinary and welcoming center to people of all faiths." Jay, that leadership from the United States is what it's going to take to make sure that this worldwide response ensues, and we will then in turn take that message to all these various forums at the United Nations.
If you look at church history and study persecution, what you find, and I've been doing a lot of reading the last week on this, because I was very concerned, whenever you start hiding or covering symbols of Christ, symbols of people within, of the disciples, when you start covering the depictions of the cross or the baby Jesus, whatever it might be, and you start covering it as if it doesn't exist, you're attacking Christianity worldwide. You just happen to be using the situs of one of the holiest sites. Now, this is not the first time there's been persecution. I want to be clear something. I've been studying the persecution issue a lot. And this is an act of horrible discrimination against Christianity. But there have been martyrs for the faith because they dared to go into places like Hagia Sophia to pray. And there are modern-day martyrs, too. So it's not just, you don't have to just look back in history. I think about those kids years ago, it was about 20 years ago, that were praying around their flagpole, and that guy came up to them, the student, and shot them. Shot them if he asked them if they were Christians. I remember that one girl, it was like the last one shot, and her classmates heard this, and she had seen five or six classmates get shot by this lunatic, and he said the same question every time. And he asked her, "Are you a Christian?" with a gun pointed at her head. If the answer is yes, she was going to be dead. And she said yes. If you study early, that's a martyr. If you study early church history, there was reigns of terror aimed at Christians. Dacius, one of the emperors, in a two-year period, tried to wipe out in 249 to 251. So this is right at the beginning of the church, right in the beginning of Christianity, tried to wipe out the entire Christian population. There was an individual named Leonidas, who is now a saint, recognized in the Greek church and in the Eastern church and the Western church. And with him were other very young people. One is Saint Nika, 23-year-old woman. I almost said girl, but woman. Same exact situation as those kids faced. She stood for her faith. You're going to have those depictions covered in this case? You're going to allow that to take place? Andy, I think that's the fundamental aspect of why this is an attack on all Christians.
Jay, I'm impressed with your knowledge of early church history, and it means a great deal to me as a Greek Orthodox Christian, and Hagia Sophia is my cathedral, for you to be saying that to our audience. It means a great deal to me. You don't cover up the image of the cross. The cross is our salvation. The cross is what conquers. Christ conquers. Jesus Christos Nika. Jesus Christ, by that symbol, conquer. And Saint Nika, who was a martyr to the Decian persecutions in 283, exactly that. We must be willing to be martyrs for the faith, just like those Coptic Christians who were executed on the shores of the Mediterranean in Libya. 21 martyrs, not that long ago, just a few years ago, were asked by the Muslims, "Are you Christians?" And they said yes. And one sub-Saharan, a black African, who was not even a Christian, was asked, "Are you with these people?" And he said yes, and he too received the crown of martyrdom because he was executed. We cannot let the symbol of Christian faith, the greatest Christian church in the Eastern world, after St. Peter's in the West, we have Hagia Sophia in the East. We cannot let that church be desecrated by the new Sultan, Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
Folks, you've got a real interest in this too. We come back. Turkey has expelled all Protestant missionaries, all Protestants, for, quote, threatening public order. That has been done in just the past couple of weeks. And you will not be shocked about why. ACLJ, directly involved, you directly were involved. Sign that petition now. Protect Hagia Sophia, ACLJ.org. You've got no excuse not to sign.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
So, folks, I want to put this up on the screen for people watching on Facebook and Periscope. This comes from Al Monitor News. That is a English news service for the Arab American world. And they have a headline out. It came out last week, and it ties directly to this. And you can see it if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, and you may notice who's praying with President Trump in that photo, Andrew Brunson, who many of you were played a role in getting his release from Turkey by signing petitions, by calling your senators, by demanding action, by praying. And we saw his release and return home to the United States. You see that photo of him praying for President Trump in the Oval Office. Well, the headline, though, is not about that. The headline in Al Monitor is Turkey expels Protestant missionaries for threatening public order. Think about that. Threatening public order. The Turkish Protestant community is witnessing, this is in Al Monitor's own words, a purge as President Erdogan's government turns up pressure against the church. Let me just read this for you. More than 50 foreign Protestants, including Finns, Germans, and South Koreans, have been summarily banned from Turkey as recently as June 26 on the grounds they present, quote, a threat to Turkey's public order and public health. Some 26 of those are U.S. citizens. The wave of deportations began soon after Andrew Brunson, a pastor from North Carolina, was freed from a jail near Izmir in October 2018 after serving 2 years on outlandish terrorism charges linked to the failed July 26 attempt to violently topple Erdogan. The evictions are continuing full throttle and tearing families apart. Listen to this family story. On June 5th of this year, Joanna Crow, the American wife of a Turkish pastor in Ankara, her husband is a Turkish pastor, was notified by Turkey's Interior Ministry that her residence permit was not being renewed. She was given 10 days to leave. No reason was offered to the 39-year-old mother of three. She is still breastfeeding the couple's four-and-a-half-month-old daughter. This is happening as we speak right now in Turkey. So it's not just Hagia Sophia. It's the eradication of Christianity. And I think Andy can talk to this as well. The way that the Greek Orthodox Church has to hide away in the Fanar and be is not able to really be public is and can't even wear their religious outfits in public is just absurd.
Yeah, Andy, I want to go to you. In fact, we also have Chris Mitchell. We're going to have Chris on the next segment. Probably stay to the end of the program if he can, because I want to get into some of that. But Andy, follow up on what Jordan said, because that is a really big point. And now we have the Protestants being removed. So if you're Greek Orthodox or if you're Protestant, you don't get to go to Turkey to worship.
No, you definitely don't. Jordan and I were in Turkey. We went to the Fanar, which is a district of Constantinople. I refuse to call it Istanbul, which is where the Patriarchate, which is the equivalent of our papacy, resides. It's a postage stamp piece of land. You cannot ring the bells. The patriarch cannot leave the vicinity of that. He cannot wear his ecclesiastical robes. No bishop can wear any symbol of Christian clothing outside of the Fanar. You cannot show the cross. And all the churches that we visited were hidden away secretly, their windows locked and closed, and they were impermissible to show their Christian symbols. This is the clamp that Erdogan has put on the Christian community. And now we take this cathedral of Hagia Sophia, Jay and Jordan, that was built by the Emperor Justinian in the 6th century, and we are now going to desecrate it and make it into a mosque, which was then a museum, and now back into a mosque. Pray God does not allow that.
Purging Protestants, keeping those turning the Hagia Sophia into a mosque as a symbol of Islamic conquering. They want to go to Athens next. And then, as Hamas has said, then they're going to Al-Aqsa. That's the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem atop the Western Wall. Folks, there. And then Andrew Brunson right in the middle of this. So you've got a duty here to speak out. We've got the petition for you. It doesn't take a lot of time. Doesn't cost you anything. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign the petition to preserve Hagia Sophia right now. We're running out of time. They want to turn it into a mosque July 24th. aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. If you got questions, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Ken on Facebook wrote in, should the rest of the world be concerned with Turkey's latest provocation against Christianity?
Okay, I want to go to everybody on this.
That geopolitical concern,
too. So let me start first with Than Bennett, then I'm going to go to Chris, and then Andy. There are, you know, this move is both spiritually devastating. We're trying to be, look, God will overcome this because, as we said, victorious. We will be victorious. Erdogan is going to lose, ultimately. Listen, but they've got a lot of patience, so we've got to be smart about this. So this is going to be a long-term engagement here. But start on your end first, then. Then I'll go to Chris and Andy.
Yeah, Jay, I mean, clearly the spiritual components are the most significant here, but the geopolitical ones are very significant as well. I mean, look, I think putting it very plainly, President Erdogan is trying to reestablish the caliphate. I think he would say that in his own words, Jay. He's come very close to it in these last couple of weeks. And that, of course, gives direct concern geographically to everyone that would have been in the old Ottoman Empire and in the region surrounding it. So that is a vast swath of the globe, Jay. So, you know, regardless of what your faith tradition is, or whether or not you buy into the significant faith ramifications here. Geopolitically, this is a threat to the entire globe. And honestly, Jay, I think those are the reasons why everyone from ISNA to Secretary Pompeo to the UAE have expressed condemnation. And honestly, Jay, that is what it will take to actually get something done here. The World Heritage Committee was supposed to meet in China early this month, Jay. It's been postponed because of the pandemic. It's going to meet in the coming weeks. I think we need to have a strong show of force at that committee to make sure that this is reversed. But geopolitically, Jay, those considerations are very, very real.
Andy, I want to go to you on this because of the, you know the history, you know the political history, you know the spiritual history, the faith component to this. I've been doing a tremendous amount of reading over the last several days. As soon as this became public, I have been spending hours and hours and hours at night reviewing, researching, looking at the history, not only of Hagia Sophia, but also of the persecutions that took place, which we need to be teaching in church history because people need to understand it. But Erdogan is trying to create the modern caliphate. ISIS tried, and that's why he wanted to destroy ISIS.
That's exactly right, Jay. This is a resurrection of the caliphate under the name of Erdogan the Sultan. This is exactly what he's trying to do, is to make the Ottoman Empire revived again with Turkey as its center. But he is taking, as the symbol of doing that, this first momentous step, and that's taking the Cathedral Church of the Eastern Roman Empire of the Christian Empire, Hagia Sophia, the Church of the Holy Wisdom, and taking that from being a cathedral, a Christian church, the mosque, and then a museum, and now converting it back to a mosque. When Justinian built this, he modeled it, the Emperor Justinian, Jay, in the 6th century, modeled this on the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. And when he finished it, he looked at this marvel of architecture that he had created at the hands of the most renowned architects of the time, and he said, Solomon, I have outdone thee. And now we are allowing that church to become a mosque again. Again, pray God that we are victorious, that Jesus Christ will conquer, Jesus Christos Nikah, and that this will not happen, but that it will be open to all people to come and to silently pray within it before the image of Christ, of the Virgin Mary, of John the Baptist, of the emperors and saints who preceded us.
I want to go to Chris Mitchell on this because, Chris, you've been covering this region for a long time, and you know Turkey and you know Erdogan's motivations here, and now this attack on both Protestants and, of course, the Eastern Church, the Greek Orthodox Church. Where is this going if not checked?
That's a great question, Jay, and I would say that, as your guest said, that is Erdogan sees himself as a sultan, as a caliph. I talked to Mordecai Kadar, he's a well-known Islamic scholar here, the other night about this, and he said, you know, in Islam, dates are very important. And this is where he sees this going. In 1923, Ataturk abolished the caliphate that had been set up for 500 years. He thinks that in 2023, Erdogan, left unchecked, will decide to restore the caliphate and impose himself as the caliph. One other date that's very important is 9/11. In 9/11, 1683, that's when the Muslims were stopped at the gates of Vienna. That's why Osama bin Laden chose 9/11. So the dates here in Islam are very important, and I think that this is Erdogan exerting himself, trying to expand his influence here in Jerusalem as well as there in Turkey. So I think he's going for the revival of the Ottoman Caliphate.
Yes, because he believes, Chris, what was done was absolutely wrong by Ataturk, which is almost blasphemous in Turkey years ago. Ataturk was seen as this great leader. His photo was everywhere, almost a very strong leader, took Turkey into kind of a more modern direction. Wasn't perfect by any means, but took it to a more modern direction. But listen to Erdogan, Byte 25.
So it was converted to a museum in 1931. While we are now correcting a mistake and bringing the structure back to its original form of service.
I want to draw a connection here for just a moment. Benjamin Disraeli, who was a Jewish Christian and was the Prime Minister of Great Britain for a period of time, famous conservative politician and a bit of a theologian, too. He described himself once as the, in between the Old Testament and New Testament, in most Bibles, there's a blank page. And he's described himself as the blank page between the Old and the New Testament. I used to think that was a pretty good analogy. But you know what? As I've been studying over the last several weeks and really very heavily the last 4 or 5 days, there is no blank page between the Old and the New Testament. It's continuity. And if you look at it, and you look at it historically, whether it is in Jerusalem or in Constantinople or in Asia Minor, the beginning form of Christianity was Jewish, of course. And if you look at the ceremonies and the liturgy of what was taking place in Hagia Sophia as a church, it would remind most people very much of what was going on in synagogues at the same time. So there's no blank page. It's continuity. And I say this with tremendous respect, but also tremendous concern. I am concerned that the move by Erdogan, and Jordan, this may not be politically right, but I'm concerned is the move by Erdogan, which is against the Eastern Church, which is the beginning of the Christian faith, and then he attacks on the Protestants,
right,
And then the relationship with Israel's been hostile. And then I think about the fact that the old covenant and the new covenant are not with, separated by a blank page. It is this continuity that you see in those mosaics, actually, in this church. Is that what we're, I mean, he's not going to stop at just this, left unchecked.
No, this is not, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. He said it was a great mistake in 1931. They're correcting that mistake to bring the structure back to its original form of service. That statement to the Turkish people, which he made, that you heard the translation, so he was speaking in Turkish, directly contradicts what he's telling other world leaders like Vladimir Putin, when Putin brought it up to him, and he said, oh, don't worry, we're just going to have some prayer services, and we'll cover the Christian symbols with, you know, drapery, but then we'll uncover them right away.
Which that, is a concession, by the way, that just to be clear.
Yeah, that doesn't even add up, though, when you say that you've got to create this to back to its original form of service. Because its original form of service, one, was a church, and two, if you're talking about its service as a mosque, you wouldn't just cover up with drapery those images and artwork of Christ. You would take them down. You would destroy them. And even the Ottoman Turks didn't do that. They covered them up with plaster, but they didn't destroy them. I'm nervous that Erdogan is on this power grab move, that he could move to. And I always treat it like the Dome of the Rock, that they're always like, they're looking for one incident to close it down to outsiders.
Do you think, I was going to ask this to Chris really quickly here, Chris, and we'll talk more in the next segment. You've been studying Erdogan for a long time. You know it's the kind of the reestablishment of the caliphate, but how quickly does he want to move?
Well, as quickly as the world will let him, I think. You know, he was the mayor of Istanbul at one time, and he said democracy is like a streetcar. You use it until you want to get off, and I think that's what he's done in his history, is use democracy for his own ends to impose his Islamic agenda, and I think that's what he's doing now with these restrictions on Protestants, expelling them, and now here with Hagia Sophia. So I think he's on the move as long as he doesn't get stopped.
Mm. Folks, we've got another segment coming up. We'll take your phone calls, your comments, your questions through on Facebook and Periscope as well. 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, share this right now with your friends and family. More American Christians need to know why this is so significant and that they can do something about it. And we're working through all of our offices all over the world. I've been on the phone with Moscow, Europe. We're talking to Chris Mitchell in Jerusalem and our team here in the United States. Go to ACLJ.org. There's something you can do, and it doesn't cost a thing. And it's signed the petition to stop this historic church from being turned into a mosque. Sign it at ACLJ.org. And if you can donate, it's a great time. You double the impact of your donation. Matching Challenge Month, ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Let me encourage you, if you're financially able to, I mean, we are working on so many issues right now at the American Center for Law and Justice, as you know, this just being one of them, where we are engaging our international offices to a great extent as well, speaking to them at all hours of the day, you know, getting calls from Moscow when it's the afternoon here. That's pretty late at night when they're working at their office in Moscow on this for us, making sure that we know the news that's getting out in the Russian media about this. And now we've got that report that we've been able to share with other religious leaders and political leaders so that they know what is happening inside Russia. So if you can support the work of the ACLJ financially, whether it's our legal work, the policy work, defending Hagia Sophia and the Christian significance here. And remember that this goes back now, it looks like, even to Andrew Brunson. Mm. The expelling of all Protestants from Turkey is now going on. Expelling. It is called a purge in Arab media. A purge. Even Christian mothers who are married to Turkish citizens but happen to be American are being told they've got 10 days to leave and they are breastfeeding their 4-month-old child and having to make those decisions. This is what Erdogan is doing. This is why, if you can support the work of the ACLJ financially, you should donate online at aclj.org. And July is a great month to do it. Why? It's a matching challenge month. We have a donor that will donors that will match every donation that comes in through the month of July. But you have to take the initial action and make that donation to get the match. Donate at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And doesn't cost you a thing to sign the petition. We need to get that up to at least 100,000 soon to stop Turkey from turning this historic Christian church into a mosque. That's at aclj.org. It takes you about 1 minute to sign the petition and share that petition with your friends and family. aclj.org.
All right, we've got a caller coming in. Let's go ahead and take a call for this segment.
Yeah, Lisa in California on line 3. Lisa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. My question about this, I have signed your petition, if Erdogan simply says, I don't care what the world says, is there anything the world community can actually do to stop him?
Yes.
Well, this is interesting. So Erdogan is acting like a tough guy. Listen to what he said, Lisa. It's a great question because he addressed this, actually, by 11.
And the reconversion of Hagia Sophia to a mosque is a result of our determination. We do not care about what a certain people says. We care about what our rights are and what our nation demands. This is why we have made that decision.
Okay, he can make that statement all he wants.
But he doesn't believe it.
But NATO, for instance, the military bases, the military that he has, the protection he receives from the United States, the protection he gets by being a NATO member, Turkey is a NATO. I mean, if he pushes too far and they get kicked out of NATO, there's no more Erdogan the strongman.
Erdogan the strongman is gone. So this is a lot. This is obloviating. This is him acting as a tough guy. And Than, that's why we have to utilize all of our resources. It's media. It's our offices. It's international pressure.
Well, it's a little ironic, too, Jay, because that sounds almost exactly what he originally said about Andrew Brunson until his economy started to collapse. And why did the economy start to collapse? It was because the worldwide response led by the United States putting pressure on the economy of Turkey was causing it to collapse. So look, he's going to talk like a tough guy. He's going to pretend like he doesn't need the world. But he knows, Jay, that he does. And he knows it because he just walked through it with Andrew Brunson. We'll remind him of that.
Okay, so let me go then to Chris. You've studied this guy. You've reported on this guy. He does use this strong language. But when his economy started crumbling under the Brunson matter, I mean, they were covering statements I was making in the Turkish press, and it was impacting, they said, the lira. So world pressure, your reporting, actually, Chris, also plays a critical role in this.
Well, Jay, you're right. He is, he's not as strong as he sounds like he is. He does bloviate, and when it attacks his economy, I think that really sends a signal to him. If NATO is going to push back on him. That's another form of pressure that can undermine what he's doing. This is jihad. It's just in a different form, in a different text. And I would add, Jay, that you know this is the land of the churches of Revelation, the seven churches. And as you noted, it's an attack on Christianity, a war on Christians, trying to purge Christians out of Turkey. And I just think it's very important to pray for the Christians there, the Orthodox Christians, the Muslim background believers who have converted from Islam to Christianity. Very important to pray, as well as the pressure that you're putting on.
There is no doubt about that. And, you know, Andy, I made that statement earlier about the blank page between the Old and the New Testament. I hope I was successful in conveying that there is no blank page between the Old and the New Testament. The church came out of the Jewish tradition because the disciples were of Jesus, and of course Jesus himself being Jewish. This was so the churches that they're covering, I want you to understand this, that they or and the imaging that they're covering comes directly out of the Jewish tradition and the Jewish faith. Erdogan, and what Chris just said, I want you to comment on this, is he called it a jihad.
I was impressed by the use of that word because it's so accurate, it's so correct. This is a holy war of Muslim against Christian that Erdogan, the strong man, has generated by targeting Hagia Sophia as his first conquest under his new caliphate with him as the Sultan. This is the land. You've got to understand, Constantinople was the capital of the Eastern Christian Roman Empire. This church was built as a symbol of the Christian faith by the Emperor Justinian in the 6th century. This was the temple of the holy wisdom of God. This, for 1,000 years, was a Christian church. What a symbol for him to attack, first of all, because symbolism, as we said in this program earlier, is very important. Dates are very important. They're important in many contexts. And he is using this date as the date to reconquer Christianity and to obliterate the Christian and minority populations of Asia Minor, which is what Turkey is today, and to make them toe the line and under the heel of the Islamic Caliphate headed by him, the new strongman, Tayyip Recep Erdogan. We've got to fight him with every ounce of blood that we've got, Jay.
Well, we're doing that. I want to say something here. Sacred spaces matter. Now, within some faith traditions, they don't view it that way. That's just, you know, it's a relic, or it's a building, or what's the significance of the Western Wall? What's the significance of Solomon's Temple? What's the significance of Hagia Sophia? Well, the significance is these are sacred spaces. They were dedicated as a propagation of the faith. They were a witness of the faith. And what this guy's doing with his government, or attempting to do, is wipe that out. Jordan, I think the word you used was the right word. I think the two words of the day, jihad that Chris Mitchell used and purge that Jordan Sekulow used.
And purge was actually used by Arabic media, Al Monitor. They used that term, that there is a purge of Protestants going on in Turkey right now because they pose, in Erdogan's words, a threat to Turkey. Now, that's a very small group of people. But they're dividing families, mothers who are still breastfeeding their children. It's a purge. You were involved with Andrew Brunson. You got him home. Let's protect Hagia Sophia as well. Sign the petition at ACLJ.org. And let me encourage you, for those of you who are financially able, this is the time to support the work of the ACLJ. You know what we're doing and how hard we're working. ACLJ.org. It is a matching challenge month in July. That means whatever you donate is effectively doubled. You double the impact of your donation. If you can donate, do it today at ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.